Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Mark.
Mark is with us here for, I believe, the final night in person.
That's right.
Okay, you're heading back to who knows where.
Tuesdays are my night, right?
That's true. Yeah, we've been having you on remotely from a remote location that shall not be named, but it's good to have you in here.
Several of them. A couple of them,
as I can think of. So we got stuff to talk about tonight. Mark, you want to talk about coral reefs and why those are important. Although I think what's probably on people's mind here is taxes coming up for folks in the United States. I know, Peklos, you have some comments on that coming up here tonight.
I do.
And inflation is back in the news. I was watching the latest episode from Peter St. Ange today, who has been following the economic banking crisis situation pretty closely here in the United States and also, you know, globally to some extent. I think he's really an interesting character because he kind of boils it down usually within like 3 or 4 minutes, what it kind of like the big news of the day. And he gave me the heads up on this one here, which is that the media, at least in this case, Bloomberg, is now blaming the people for causing inflation. Because if you recall last year, inflation was running up. It ran up to, I think, around 9% on the official numbers. And of course, we know the unofficial numbers much higher when you look at the old way of calculating inflation, which they changed, I think it was 1990, if I recall correctly.
I don't know what year it was, but it's been some time.
Yeah, it's been some decades ago.
This isn't working for us. We're going to change the definition. I wonder if they changed it to be more honest.
No. Well, I mean, that's what government does, right? Honesty, transparency, service to the public.
Right.
Now, there's two options for finding out something like the real inflation rate, and one is to just use the original government definition, just use their old way of defining it.
Right, and I believe ShadowStats does that, correct? Right.
Yep, and the other one that I've found is Truflation. Truflation, and they use a different method. They just use their own method of estimating exactly what it is, and seems to be quite accurate. So,
yeah, I think ShadowStats seemed like it was roughly twice or a little less than twice what the official numbers were when I was looking at them. I don't have their chart pulled up at the moment, but you can look that one up as well. And, you know, everybody who's paying attention when they go shopping certainly knows that the prices at the register are up way more than what the federal government would have you believe. Indeed, according to supermarketnews.com, there's a survey that came out recently from YouGov, which polled over 1,100 U.S. adults at the end of February, and found that 73% of consumers, including 41% very concerned and 32% fairly concerned, are concerned about shrinkflation, which is something we've talked about over the years.
It's one of your favorites.
Well, it's a terrible thing, but it is something that people should be aware of. And I always wondered how aware people were of it, because it's a sneaky thing that these companies do, is they're slimming down the products just a few ounces or maybe even less than an ounce at a time, just whittling down the packaging so not as much fits in there, but the package might look the same at a glance. Very, very tricky, very sneaky.
You know, one of the things that amazes me about shrinkflation is it's expensive to retool a plastic extruder. And the idea that you're going to take your 16 ounces of yogurt and turn it into 12 ounces in order to, you know, make the price and keep the price the same. Man, that's a big, big investment. It makes more sense to me. Just raise the price. Look, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not that big, though. I mean, if you think,
costs more now.
But if you think about it, these guys are manufacturing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of units every single day. I mean, averaging the cost out on the savings of what you would save on plastic to make the new mold is, you know, pennies.
Many of these
fractions of pennies.
Many of these are buying their stuff from different locations and then having their stuff printed on it. Mm-hmm. So they're not, you know, Activia may very well have its own extruders and making its own cups, but, you know, marked Greek yogurt that you find in one grocery store and not find in another one very likely is just buying container from...
Right. They're buying smaller containers.
Yeah.
That's no big deal.
It's a big deal.
No, it's not, because you're saving money.
Well, you're not saving money, though.
Yes, you are. That's, by definition, why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why they do it.
Well, and the point of it is that no one notices when the little amount in the corner goes down. They notice when the amount that's in bold in front of the item changes. So if they show you a different price for what you're used to, people take note.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, we just switched to the metric system. That's all. That's why we got to count down a quarter of an ounce off of this.
Yeah, Mark, if it wasn't a money saver, they wouldn't do it.
Okay.
They're doing it to lower the cost of production.
It clearly is, but it costs them at the same time, is all I'm trying to say on it. And, I mean,
Not that much.
Is the American consumer ridiculous that they don't understand that the price of goods and services goes up over time?
I think they're starting to learn that. If they weren't aware of it before, they're certainly aware of it now. But, I mean, this is simply a matter of changing the product packaging once and then changing the, you know, okay, the pour spout only pours out 5 ounces instead of 6 ounces, right? Like, this isn't a big retooling like you're trying to make it sound. It really isn't.
I think in some cases it is.
Okay. I don't know why you think
some
that.
Manufacturers. Well, ask yourself why, for instance, milk doesn't do this.
Oh, because if it's less than a gallon, a half gallon, a quart, then people will notice.
There you go.
There are also subsidies. There are also milk subsidies, which artificially drive the price of milk down as well.
Well, it probably has, and they probably have specifics that in order to get your subsidies, you have to have it on, you know, these specific numbers.
They've done it to ice cream.
Yep, they do it to ice cream all the time.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
But, you know, it used to be like, what, a half gallon was the kind of the standard?
Yeah, you'll see like a gallon, a half gallon, these kind of things, and then now it's, you know, smaller amounts.
Yeah, now they're measuring it in pints.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of used to that. So, I mean, if they did away with the pint of ice cream, that would be a little surprising.
I don't know if they've done away with the pint, but the larger
the half gallon.
Yeah, what used to be a half gallon.
The half
gallon
is like, you know, 1.8 pints or whatever the situation is. Yeah, they do it. They do it. I'm not claiming that shrinkflation doesn't exist.
Well, and that's the thing. These are things that either do or don't exist in people's minds and memories. Everyone knows it's a gallon of milk.
That's
everyone
right.
knows,
that's a tough
oh,
one.
This is a quart. I'm used to a quart of milk. So if that changes from being one quart, people are going to notice. A pint of ice cream is the, oh, well, I'm going to the corner store to pick up a pint of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So these are sticky because they exist in people's memory.
But the half gallon of Breyers, I mean, Breyers has to cover the country, right? I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. I would think so, yeah.
The half gallon of Breyers isn't a half gallon anymore.
No, it's not. Well, they don't say it is.
No, they don't.
And people don't refer to it that way. I don't think.
Well, what do they refer to it as?
Just pick up some ice cream at the store.
Okay. And that's exactly what it comes down to, is that people don't refer to a half gallon of ice cream where they do refer to a pint.
Okay.
So if you want to comment on this, you're welcome to join us. Maybe you can talk about what you've noticed. But I just thought it was interesting that apparently almost three-quarters of Americans are somewhat concerned or very concerned with shrinkflation, according to the poll. There are categories. These are categories where consumers have noticed shrinkflation the most in the past 6 months. Snack foods like chips and sweets. 52% of Americans have noticed that they're not getting as many snack chips.
It's got to be a lot easier to make a bag of chips. You know, you just seal off the ends a little smaller than you did before.
You can use the same size bag.
You could.
Just don't put as many chips in.
Yeah, just print a different amount on there.
Yeah, sure. I've definitely seen that.
Sweets, again, candies have been being cut back quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I got Pringles, but I recently did, and I'm like, oh, you shrank the chip size.
I saw that. Well, you had a Pringles in the studio last weekend, and the can size looked smaller to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't as tall.
Yeah, it looked shorter.
Yeah, they sell the original size cans, but it's as a special feature.
It's a family size now.
Yeah.
Followed by dry goods like cereals, flours, and pasta. 46% noticing the difference. Paper goods, 35% have noticed. And cleaning
what
products.
What paper goods?
I don't know. People buying printer paper or something like that. I'm not sure what that means. Could be paper plates, that kind of thing.
Toilet paper, paper towels.
That's one for sure. Yeah, the Mouse Print blog, which follows every few months, they'll post an update where they get submissions from their viewers on like what they've noticed.
The shrinkflation.
And
yeah.
One guy I saw recently, just posting on social media, noticed that the tube that the toilet paper is wrapped around has gotten larger. Slightly. It's there.
Yeah.
He took the old tube and put it up next to the new tube, and there's a little more circumference in there. They're just cutting it back and cutting it back.
Well, I'm not shocked by this. I get it that, it's smaller, but I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're not doing it because they're trying to rip you off. They're doing it because they have to.
Well, no, they don't have to. That's the thing.
They could just lose money?
They could raise the price.
Prices.
Agreed. They could raise the price.
Yeah.
But this is one of those competition issues. If your competition, they do shrinkflation because their competition does shrinkflation and because it works.
Well, you know why their competition does it.
Because it works.
Because they do it.
Well, it's sneaky is what it is. It's
I don't
slimy.
Think, look, let me make the explanation. You've got Northern and you've got Charmin.
Mm-hmm.
If Northern shrinks the size of the amount that it gives you and keeps the same price, but Charmin raises its price, people are going to apparently is the best term, apparently buy Northern because they don't care about the brand of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. They care about the price. They say, well, looks like Sherman's more than Northern. Mm-hmm. So they buy the Northern, when in fact they're the same.
Well, and one of the things there is that you don't want to do the math to figure out, okay, well, this is the original size, but it's at this price. Okay, well, that's this many sheets by this price. Let me whip out my calculator. Instead, you just want to go, oh, that's 16 rolls for this many dollars. That's 16 rolls for less than that dollars.
Most grocery stores that I've seen will give you some kind of price comparison.
It's hard, though, with toilet paper. I mean, you've actually picked one of the more difficult ones.
Because you have to do it per linear meter.
Correct, right? Because they can also whittle the size of the sheets down. Right,
so they'll even get thinner, right?
Right, you can have the same amount of sheets per roll, but there might be a quarter inch that they took off. You don't really need that quarter inch,
that's
right?
Cubic. Now you're down up to cubic meters per roll and that sort of thing. I agree with you.
There's too many factors to really, for the average person, I think, to really calculate that.
Well, they should have a bidet, just to...
Well, indeed. That's a big money saver.
And this is one of the subtle arguments for having a better currency, is that when you have a continuously inflating currency and an increasing money supply, you get worse and worse products that are more and more poorly made. Whereas if you move it the other direction, where technology is moving forward, but you have either a stable or, in the case of Bitcoin, a deflationary currency, then the pressure is on the other side of things.
It's an interesting point, one that I don't usually include in my explanations. I like it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Mark. You're making the excuse for these companies.
It's not an excuse.
It is an excuse because they don't have to. Okay?
Well, it is sneaky, but okay, who exactly trusts a corporation? I mean, unless it's Pfizer, and even then, it's only because the government told you to.
Well, no, obviously you shouldn't trust a corporation, but some companies can make it work.
Expect them to be sneaky. So if a corporation is going to be sneaky about something, they don't lose any credibility because they didn't have much.
I get what you're saying, but it's nice to see companies being honest if they can be about something. And you could still put something on your product like still blank ounces, right? You could advertise that you haven't budged.
Well, so this is actually a bigger problem. Our culture doesn't really value integrity.
Mm.
So since we don't value integrity very much as a culture, because if you're going to do that, you need to go whole hog. You need to brand yourself as, we are the company with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
We will keep our products the same size. We will give you the straight stuff and tell you what the price change was. Like, you're going to have to brand yourself as that company if you want to compete with everyone being sneaky. But that only works if you have a culture that values honesty.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but here you got the statistics show almost three quarters of Americans are concerned over this.
That's because they feel like they're getting ripped off.
Which they are.
And, well, they're not getting ripped off. They're getting what they deserve, which is to say that they buy the Northern because of the Charmin, they, you know, or whatever the situation is. They'll buy the one that's shrinkflated because, rather than buy the one that has an inflated price.
Mm.
They'll do it. They have the. You got the ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me right now. You've got the grocery store you deserve.
Well, a quarter of consumers are noticing shrinkflation in the case of bread, which I've also noticed. I'm not a big bread buyer, but within the last year, Bonnie and I have bought some bread, and I swear to you, I think those bread slices are actually smaller than they used to be.
Wouldn't surprise me.
The loaves are, I don't think, as long, and the actual size of the bread themselves, like the area on the bread, is not what it used to be. I think they've shrunk that down as well.
And I'll bet you that it's airier than it used to be.
Holes or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that they'll make sure is that it's airy enough, but not too airy, so that it feels like there's no substance to it.
Sure.
Whereas now, if they're shrinkflating, then they don't really care if there feels like there's no substance to it, as long as it's a little closer to where it used to be in total size.
A quarter of consumers have noticed personal care products, so that might be like, you know, toilet paper or hygiene-related things. Ready-to-cook products like instant noodles and soups also cut down. One in five consumers are seeing shrinkflation in fresh produce. Now, I'm not sure how you would do that. I mean, purposefully growing the lemons smaller, but you're still charging per pound in most cases there, so that's kind of unusual to note. And then,
This is a poll, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay. You didn't know what the problem here is, right?
Well, people don't know what they're talking about.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the problem.
Nearly half of all respondents said they are likely to purchase generic products over their name brand versions. It was 46% said that, or switch to a different brand.
I will in some cases. In some cases, generic products are fine. In other cases, I intend to pay more for whatever brand it is that I think is best.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
give me an example of that.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So, for instance, when it comes to marinara sauce or, you know, spaghetti sauce or whatever you want to call it, spaghetti sauce and marinara sauce aren't exactly the same thing. All you have to do is go to the grocery store, take a look. There's all kinds of different sauces.
Yep.
But anyway, the pasta sauce. I am not buying my mother's pasta sauce, right? Like, I'm not buying the old thing. I always look for the sort of generic bottle. Looks like anybody bought this bottle and then stuck a label on it, and it's got somebody's name or somebody's mom's name on it.
Yeah.
That's what I look for. Helen's pasta sauce.
So you don't care about the price? You're looking for a certain type?
I want as close to homemade as I can get. I want as many big, chunky ingredients as I can get, and I'm willing to pay for it. I'll pay double.
So do you ever double-check to see if the ingredients are pronounceable and make sure it wasn't just being marketed as Helen's
That's important.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I always check that. Yeah.
Hyposodium glucose and name.
Yeah, we're always on the lookout for canola oil and things like that. Consumers aged 55 and above are significantly more likely to stop purchasing some products altogether. 48% said that. If they start getting too expensive, they'll just stop, compared to their 18 to 34-year-old counterparts. On the other hand, while nearly two-fifths of 18 to 34-year-olds, that's 39%, indicate they're likely to purchase products in bulk sizes instead of smaller packages, this proportion falls to less than a third amongst consumers above the age of 55. And more than a third of respondents, 33%, plan to wait or hold off on purchasing some products, while 29% say they're likely to buy whole and or fresh foods instead of prepackaged products. So people are paying attention at the grocery store, and I am glad to hear that, because I'd always wondered, you know, what the awareness was when it comes to shrinkflation. And then now there's the new thing, which I'm forgetting the name of. It sounds similar to shrinkflation, but it's basically a similar term, but describing a quality drop instead of a quantity drop.
Okay.
And I'm forgetting what that one is right now. But basically, okay, we're going to keep the same amount of ounces in the product, but we're going to add more water instead of, you know, fruit juice or whatever. And they gave the example at the Mouseprint blog, which is, I believe, mouseprint.org. If you want to check them out, they do pretty good consumer work. But they gave the example of, like, some vegetable oil product, Crisco or something like that, that they had put a significant amount of water in instead of actual oil. And customers started noticing because it was spattering so much when they put it in, like, a hot pan. They were getting so many complaints, they actually were pressured by consumer feedback to change to the old formula. But, yeah, some companies are trying that, too, which is, again, another sneaky, sneaky thing.
Yeah, you'll find that a lot in composite products like conditioners or, you know, that sort of thing.
But I'm hoping you won't notice.
Yeah, anything where water is one of the main ingredients, but there are all these other things that make it effective, you know, sunscreens, things like that, they'll put in just more filler. The ounces is the same, but the thing you bought it for, not so much.
Yeah, if you've ever gotten the cheapest shampoo, it used to be my thing. Just buy the cheapest shampoo. Why wouldn't you? Peakless, you with your long hair, I imagine you do something similar to this. But I would just buy the one, you know, smells like watermelons and kiwis or whatever it is. Right? You know the brands that are out there that do this. And I began to notice I'm putting a lot of shampoo in my hand in order to lather up the same way that I want to. And, you know, I mean, obviously with the higher qualities, you can put a smaller amount in, and this is one of the issues. Really, it is highly inefficient to truck water around and, you know, get, I mean, it should be as dense as possible for people if in a perfect world, I guess. My laundry detergent, I have this one that's just all these little squares, these little sheets. And you just toss it in, and that's the right amount for like a half a load or a load of laundry, whatever the situation is. And I'm not paying to have water trucked from Missouri to, you know, Florida to New Hampshire or wherever, and then buying it. That doesn't make any sense. You got water there.
So to the point, mouseprint.org points out that over the past several months, we received more complaints about toothpaste than any other product category. The first complaints are about the consistency getting thinner. Now, personally, I haven't noticed this, but apparently a lot of people have been paying attention. Ralph says, I believe that toothpaste has been diluted from how I remember it to be. My recollection is having to use some effort squeezing the paste out of the tube. Now it seems like it's barely a paste. And, of course, they've been cutting back on the amounts as well, so possibly doing both, cutting the quality and cutting the number of ounces in order to keep that price on the shelf the same as it's quote-unquote always been. The number here is 603-283-6160, but now Bloomberg is blaming you and me for inflation. We'll talk about that coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Louisville police have released the police body cam footage from yesterday's mass shooting in a downtown Louisville bank.
I think I got him down! I think he's down!
The footage shows police moving in while encountering heavy gunfire, then shooting and killing the 25-year-old suspect. Police say after the gunman killed five people and injured eight others, he waited in the bank lobby to ambush police.
The founder of Theranos must wait out her conviction appeal in a jail cell. A judge ruled that while Elizabeth Holmes isn't a flight risk, he doubts her conviction will be overturned, even if she wins her appeal. According to the CDC, cases of sexually transmitted infections skyrocketed in 2021. Cases jumped by 7% in 1 year to more than 2.5 million. More than half of those reported cases were chlamydia. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join the show here. We're talking about the economy, we're talking about inflation, and what sneaky corporations are doing to try to hide the fact that they're having to deal with inflation and try to keep the prices the same. We're talking about shrinkflation, of course. And the good news is Americans are paying attention now. Almost three-quarters of Americans are concerned or seriously concerned about shrinkflation, which is, again, the amount of product in the things that you buy at the store going down. If you want to comment, the number here is 603-283-6160, but they try to hide it, and it looks like that is not working on the people at this point. But, Mark, let's talk about something that they can't really hide the inflation on, which is housing prices.
It's true. If you want to learn more about some of the awesome things that are happening here in New Hampshire in our march towards liberty in our lifetime, our friends at Porcupine Real Estate are hosting a series of webinars to educate folks on the expanded freedoms enjoyed by New Hampshire citizens. Reserve your seat today at move.freetalklive.com. Topics include gun freedom, medical freedom, political freedom victories. They also, which I'm very interested in the political freedom victories one. I've signed up for that one myself at move.freetalklive.com. They also have a couple on best practices for moving to the free state and finding housing. More or less the folks at Porcupine Real Estate, if you're moving here for the free state project or, you know, for more freedom in your lifetime, they will help you, whether you're looking to rent or own or anything like that. My recommendation to you is talk to them first, because they're going to give you the lowdown on the different regions and why you would want to be in one location or another.
As these guys are the pros.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I have worked with Mark Warden, who is the senior broker over there at Porcupine Real Estate.
I have too.
He did a really great job for me. I'm happy. Well, I mean, It's not too many times you can find somebody who saves you five figures. And he definitely, definitely did that. Right. There's no other way to describe it. His professionalism allowed me to save a lot of money on the purchase of the house. I don't want to, you know, sound like I'm bragging or anything like that.
He knows his market. He knows his customers.
Yeah, we got in at the right time. We got out at the right time. He was very helpful in all of that. I'm grateful. That's what the reason I'm doing this ad. Move.freetalklive.com. It's move.freetalklive.com. If you've got any interest in the New Hampshire real estate market, this is the place for you. Sign up for their webinars. They'll collect your information right over there at move.freetalklive.com. And of course, like anything else, you can opt out at any point. If you've got enough information, you're like, I don't want to get any more of these updates, no problem. Move.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here with your calls and thoughts. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.
It's catchy. Catchy.
It's a catchy jingle. Everything that that Hannah Hoffman does is an earworm. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I was just trying to help, you know.
So what's on your mind, dude?
It's shaking bacon. I helped. You guys use ketchup? Any of you?
Yeah, I like Heinz.
All right. Well, Heinz, have you noticed? You got to squeeze the doo-doo out of it to get any ketchup. So you always get two or three more times ketchup than you want.
Okay.
They made a sneaky lid where you're going to use twice as much product. Just like the shampoo, wash, rinse, and repeat. That was a joke right from the get.
That's an interesting theory.
The first thing I can remember ever getting shrinkflated, and this actually happened before I was even born. Like you guys was talking, milk comes in a gallon, a half gallon, and a quart, and a pint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, booze always used to, too, all kinds of liquor. Mm-hmm. Now, you can buy a half gallon, but you can't buy a quart. You can buy a fifth. Why is it called a fifth? Because it's only four-fifths of a quart. You got chumped for one. It's a fifth you got chumped for.
Mm. Well, but a fifth's always been a fifth, though.
Yeah, ever since we've been alive.
Yeah, and that's another one of those sticky quantities. I mean, you can change the price on what a fifth of alcohol is, you know, with a given alcohol, and they will, of course, see that. But if you change that from the – if you start changing any of those amounts, people are going to catch on real quick. I mean, there are some cases where they've added a new size
that
kind of looks like the old size,
sure,
but isn't, and people have already caught on. So,
well, that was one of the oldest tricks, is it putting dimples in the bottom of bottles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't see it because it's not there to your vision.
Oh, yeah, like wine bottles?
Yeah, all bottles anymore, even plastic bottles. You look at your ketchup bottle. It's so thin. I mean, they put extra rigidity in it, beauty line, just because they're making such a crappy bottle.
Well, one of the areas you're going to see shrinkflation in beers is less than 12-ounce bottles. Those are a thing. I don't know if people have noticed it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Those are a thing. 11-ounce or 11.2. Now, one of the things I was reading online about it says 11.2 is the standard in Europe, so maybe you can, you know, wiggle a little, get a little bit of wiggle room
these
there.
These are European bottles.
But yeah, it's something
like
I've
noticed.
Saying,
oh, no, we didn't shrinkflate. We just switched to metric. That's all.
It's European style beer.
It just happens to have 0.4732 ounces less than it used to.
Well, it does also, what one more argument for my claim that you, ladies and gentlemen, have the grocery store you deserve, which is, what are we putting up with these old archaic forms of measurement? If we all just did milliliters and liters, then they wouldn't be able to move back and forth and fool us and mess up the Hubble telescope in the process.
I like gallons.
Major, other examples you want to share?
Yeah, I remember when I had a house full of kids, I couldn't afford butter, so that was my preference, so I had to feed them all margarine, which my ex-wife would not eat butter, so it kind of worked out to save the peace in the household. But that one brand, and that was supposed to be one of the better ones, was Country Crock. And I noticed if you just let it sit around on the table, there would be a puddle of water in the damn thing.
Whoa.
You know? And like 25 years ago, I had to try to save money on groceries, so I wouldn't buy my coffee in a can. I was buying those tinfoil shrimp wrap bags, you know what I mean, the little bricks.
Yeah, sure.
They went down to like 12 3/4 ounces from a pound.
Yeah.
And the last one.
Well, the cans change size too.
The last one I seen was potato chips down to 11 3/4 ounces from what used to be a pound.
Right.
And that's, I think, the fourth time that damn bag has gotten shrunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things they were noticing in the survey is that customers, like I think it was roughly half, have noticed that they don't have as many snack chips as they used to. The bags are getting smaller. Mm-hmm. The old regular size is now the family size, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing they can't seem to have figured out how to mess with is meat. Other than, like, they took bacon to a pound to 12 ounces. But if you pay attention, you can still find pound packages.
Yeah.
Well, can't they put filler in meat? Can't they, like, ground beef at least?
Not bacon.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
sure.
If you're talking about processed meat, sure, you got all kinds.
Well, the bacon, they can cut back on the amount of ounces. They can cut, you know, one slice out. If you had a 12-slice pack, you got an 11-slice pack or something like that. Slice them thinner.
But they measure them. They're weight.
Let's say you buy a can of chili.
That's what I'm saying. They can cut the weight back.
It's going to be soybean filler.
Mm-hmm.
They sell you whatever crap you'll buy anymore, pretty much
sure.
The bottom line.
That is 100% true for all of time and space.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
What's the old saying? Life is like an S sandwich. The more bread you got, the less S you got to eat.
Thanks for the call, Major. I appreciate it.
I had not heard that particular aphorism. So, I've never bought those hamburger packs, like where you get they look like they're in a loaf of bread. You know, okay. There's a stack of hamburgers.
Frozen patties. Or not frozen?
They're frozen.
Okay.
I've never bought those.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how my household worked.
Yep.
Mom would buy a thing of ground beef.
Make them fresh.
Things like Chuck have definitions,
mm-hmm.
and you have to abide by the definitions because the government says so.
Right.
And they are in charge of weights and measures, so, you know, there you go. So if you get a pound of Chuck, that has to be what it is. But if you get a pack of hamburgers, then they can add whatever they want to it.
That's a good point. If you want to comment here and share your tips, you're welcome to. Crichton is on the line in Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I needed to call in because the dimple on the bottom of a bottle, a glass bottle, is called a punt. And they've been there since they were handmade by glass blowers because it's impossible to make a flat bottom on a hand-blown piece of glass. So they take it while it's still hot, and they smack it down onto a preformed smooth rock to make the dimple so that it will sit flat on a table. That's why they're there.
But the wine bottles that exist today aren't hand blown; they're machine blown, and the dimple, whether it, you know, the dimple is then intended to replicate the hand blown dimple, right?
That is correct.
Yeah,
and that's because they're traditional.
I can't say one way or the other whether wine bottles, you know, if they ever had flat bottoms. I mean, I've certainly seen bottles with flat bottoms or flatter bottoms, but I wouldn't be able to say one way or the other whether the dimple was, in fact, intended to replicate or just...
Right. Well, now the dimples are getting bigger,
right.
Okay, and that's being done on purpose. It's also being done on plastic bottles as well in order to make the bottle...
Is that as an homage to the glass blowers, too, Crichton?
The point of that is to make the bottle look the same from the outside, but in fact does not hold as many ounces. That's why they're there.
It's not shrinkflation. We just made it more aerodynamic.
That's actually what Gatorade said at one point.
Yeah, it is.
About one of their redesigns.
So you could throw it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because that's the primary use for Gatorade.
Maybe, in case you have it in your back pocket while you're running or something like that. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, Crichton, go ahead.
The design of the plastic Coke bottle, the 20-ounce plastic Coke bottle, is also deliberately designed that way to reduce the volume but make it look taller and wider at the same time.
Do they still have 20-ounce Cokes?
Yes.
Wow.
What's a 20-ounce? Glass?
No, they're not doing that.
No.
Oh, I see. I got it now.
I think it was one of our chatters was posting over at chat.freetalklive.com the other day that the standard price for a 2-liter, so that's one of those things that hasn't changed, right? The 2-liter.
2-liter has to be 2 liters.
Right? Yeah. That's now $3.50 at the store.
Wow.
For a brand name, right? Not for the CVS brand or whatever.
It's amazing what one decade will do.
And again, this is because we would refer to it as a two-liter. It takes up that mental space that it has this size.
Clearly has to be that size.
Crichton, thanks for the call time, man. Oh, go ahead.
Slowly at first and all at once.
Slowly at first, then all at once.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
It's like when you quit consuming a thing, it stays that size and price in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for instance,
when's the last time you bought a 2-liter?
Well, I was just going to tell you that, but the first thing I wanted to say was the last time I bought a pack of cigarettes, it was
$2.
Damn. Right?
When was that?
There were 20 cigarettes in it, and I don't have any idea how many. Many?
Was it when you quit while you were in New Hampshire, or was that just cigars?
That was cigars I was smoking.
Oh, we're talking about Florida days or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this has been decades at this point. But...
$2.
I remember
four whole cigarettes at the right place.
I remember getting Dr. Thunder, one of the knockoff Dr. Peppers, for 69 cents for a 2-liter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
69.79 cents for the store brand 2-liter.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember.
I don't know what they are now. I'm just not drinking soda very often.
Yeah, me neither.
So,
let's talk to Ricky.
Yeah, I think for me the hockey stick moment will always be when the Dollar Tree became the $1.25 tree.
Yeah. Jumped the shark.
What could they do?
They couldn't do anything else.
There was nothing they could do.
Right.
There were no longer enough products to keep their entire store stocked at any level of size or quality and still give it to anyone for a dollar.
Penny candy's a dollar. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the road for shrinkflation, right? Like, there is a certain point at which they will have to rebrand everything and say, now with 30% more, go back to their old size, and they will have to increase the price. Because there's no way...
But that way they can dramatically increase it rather than dribble and... I don't know what the value is. Again, to me, I'm going to buy the things that I'm going to buy, but most of them aren't in cans and bottles and things like that, so...
We'll go to Ricky. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. You can bring up anything here. Ricky, what's on your mind?
Thank you there, Brother Ian, Brother Mark. Pequot's Mountaineer, good evening.
Good evening.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk to you, Mark, if I could. I heard this was your last night in the studio, so I thought I'd take the opportunity if I could.
All right.
Now, I was gone for a good number of years, missing action. But
As a caller, right? I wondered about that, Ricky, because I remembered your calls, and then I heard you calling in again, and I'd hear the whole from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which I found to be a real calling card. I think you should use that every time just to...
I got things going on that are personal right now that I'm dealing with, but I'm going to take Brother Darrell's advice from when I was running for District 189. I'm going to change my name. The Ricky first name, middle name from the last name Commonwealth when that's over.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
No doubt.
So what did you have to say to Mark?
Elected officials know me as that. Why not?
What did you have to say to Mark tonight?
All right. Well, here's how it goes, Mark. Now, after I came back, I talked a little while, but then Ian monitored me the one day, and I said, Ian, I trust you. I got to throw this one at you. And I'm going to talk about it as best as I can on the air with you, Mark, and then we'll go from there.
You see,
Ricky from the Commonwealth has the most amazing but also the scariest Social Security number you could ever find.
666?
No, it's nothing like that, but here's what I can tell you. And the reason why
Please don't tell me your Social Security number.
Well, no, I told Ian. I'll get to that at the end. But anyways, in the case of mine, you have three digits for the first set, you have two digits in the middle, and you'd have four at the end, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you take mine, I can't say what this is about, but I can say this. If you take the first two digits and you reverse them, the third digit of the first set doesn't count because in my case it's a zero. Then you take the second two in the middle set, you reverse those, but then you leave the last four untouched. Something very scary happens. I mean, it's freaky. I told Ian. Now,
why is it scary?
Because if you say red rum in the mirror three times, then Bloody Mary shows up.
Well, here's what I'll say.
You're supposed to say Bloody Mary, right? Not red
rum.
I
don't know.
I told Ian off the air why it is when you reverse those two digits of each set and you leave the zero on top. It's a zero. It don't count. But then you leave the four alone. You see, I can't say exactly what it is, but I will say this. It's so personally identifiable, it's scary. It has to be a deliberate.
8675309.
If you ignore the zero, it spells Richard.
What you're saying is, let me see if I can follow you on this here, Ricky. It sounds like you're saying that some sort of identifiable number relating to you, maybe your birthday or your telephone number or something like that, happens to be in your social security number, but the numbers all switched around?
Yeah, like I said, all
why
you
does
do is
why should Mark care about this? Why was this a conversation you wanted to have with Mark?
Because I want to know why.
Why is it that the case?
Why would
you
know?
Because I can't. Because I will say this: all you got to do is reverse the.
Mark, did you work at the
zero?
Social Security Administration?
I didn't. I'm going to go ahead and say this is random, Ricky. That sometimes weird things happen. I'm born on the same day of the year as my mother.
Except she's
why
not
did that
real,
happen, Ian?
You talking about your real mom or your adopted mom?
My adopted mom.
Okay, right.
Huh. On her birthday.
I'm born on the same day of the year as my mom.
Yeah, it's, I guess, highly unlikely, but I guess it's, what, one chance in 365, right?
I guess
366
so.
Every 4 years, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Thank you, Ricky, for the call tonight. Not sure what the point of that was, but yeah, weird things happen with numbers sometimes. Well, maybe it's on purpose. Maybe it's not. I wouldn't get too caught up in it.
I know there is some specific basis for how they determine your social security number. Like, these numbers are based on this. This number
is
based on
true.
This.
Yep.
I have no idea what it is.
You can look that up. And it's like certain people from some state. You know, if you're from a certain state, that will result in a certain number being in your social security number. Probably the
time frame.
But
they've had to recycle these numbers.
Because the
Social Security numbers had to be recycled. What kind of inefficiency is that?
Stupid government.
Like, why don't they just put a letter in front of it? A, right? Like, everybody now, everybody who has an old Social Security number has the letter A.
Well,
and then they throw in one more, the letter of for everybody else, and then you've increased the numbers by, you know, and I can't do off the top of my head exactly how much it is.
If you
but
add
I think
alphabets to numbers, you get a whole lot more potential numbers.
It's like taking a million and turning it into 26 million.
So the reason that social security numbers are incredibly and intensely poorly designed on a number of different variables, people wanted to make sure that this number could never be used as a national identifier. And when they gave it to us, they promised us up and down and left and right, and it's written on there not to be used for identification.
It was at one time. Is it still?
Oh, is it not? Did they take that off?
I wouldn't doubt if they have removed it, but it is clearly being used as for identification.
Yeah.
It's on mine.
Yes.
Mine says not to be used for identification. Also, it says do not laminate, and I laminated mine.
Yeah. So
I figure if they can go ahead and use it for if they can use it for identification, I can laminate it.
Yeah,
and
no,
I've said that too. Somebody's like, you're not supposed to laminate things. They're not supposed to use it for identification. So what are you asking for it for?
Touche. Yeah. I remember my mom fighting the school board on this because they demanded my social security number and she didn't want to give me her kids' social security numbers because this wasn't supposed to be used as any form of identification.
Right.
And when this thing, when they drew up the plans for exactly how they were going to make this, it was specifically and intentionally made to be very poor at this job to reassure the public that it would never be used for this purpose.
Yeah, I guess there's a billion Social Security numbers out there. If 00000000.
Yeah, but that's not how it's constructed. So they're not, again, there's certain numbers that are assigned to certain states.
Right.
So you're not using all of the numbers all of the time. But they're not. That's not the system. So, no, it's not a billion. I don't know what the maximum number is, but it's not a billion.
Well, and as far as fixing this goes, okay, we cannot figure out what time it is and make it that time all year long. We just can't do it. So every single year, there's a number of people that die in traffic accidents because spring forward, fall back. It costs us an immense amount of money. It's an unbelievably inefficient system that literally no one on Earth wants, and they have been completely unable to get rid of it.
Well, most of the planet doesn't have to do that.
Oh,
right?
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the geographic planet, but I will bet you that, well, most of the planet that has a reliable internet connection does. Most of the people on the planet, I would bet.
That does make me curious, because I don't think...
Europe and the United States do.
They do daylight saving in Europe?
Yep.
Huh.
Different
really?
Parts.
Huh. I had no idea. I thought it was a U.S. thing.
Us.
No, it's not. The daylight savings thing is, well, for right now, the bill's sitting in Congress. I believe it's passed the Senate to eliminate the switch and put each time zone on daylight time, which I will call a plus, but literally people like daylight savings time so much that they want to have it all year round. They don't want to get up at the times they should get up. And they think that somehow screwing the clock by an hour is going to fix this problem.
I don't care which way it goes. It should just stay the damn same all year
round. Well, it should be that noon is noon.
Yeah. With the sun overhead.
There's an event called solar noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that should be somewhere near 12 o'clock
sure,
in the given geographic area. Yeah. If you're not going to do that, then I say we eliminate half of the time zones and just go for 12 or maybe even
only 8.
You
could just go UTC. You could go all UTC all over the planet.
You could.
That's another way to do it.
Which, given how globalized our system currently is, if we keep doing this, it would probably be a better idea for everyone to just go off of London time.
As a point, UTC does have the downside that you don't know what time it is in such and such a place. So, for instance, if you're looking up, I want to make a telephone call to my friend in Saipan. Mm-hmm. What time is it there? If it comes up 12 noon, you know that it's light out and you can call them. But
yeah,
if you
that's
keep
true.
The
you
UTC,
don't have that with UTC, that's true.
Then you know whatever time it is UTC there, they may be asleep.
You
may
still
be awake.
Need to look that crap up anyway. So you could just use a converter or something.
They would come
like
up
that.
With something.
By the way, yes, Europe does. The whole of Europe, it looks like, does daylight saving time.
It's ridiculous.
But most of the rest of the planet doesn't.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.